Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. We are now 238 days away from the Summer Games in Paris. This week, the IOC Future Host Commission announced it was moving forward on targeted dialogue with two Winter Olympic bids, 2030 for the French Alps, 2034 for Salt Lake City. This moves those two cities closer to securing the bid. Ultimately, the decision will be made in July. If you go back to episode 15, when we spoke with Terrence Burns, you'll hear how this process has changed. The IOC is now looking to seed and grow bids rather than have bid cities chaotically make promises and throw money to secure the Olympic Games. The announcement was a victory for those involved in the bid process, and barring anything out of the ordinary, those two locations look like sure things for those games. We'll be talking more about this topic in the coming months. Also this week, the IOC approved 32 nominees to be part of the Athletes Committee. Those are former Olympians that will have a say in process and procedure of the IOC. Allison Felix is the lone American on that list. She'd already been serving on the committee as an appointee. Those 32 are vying for four seats that will open up during the 2024 Games in Paris. Paris has opened up 400,000 event tickets to the Olympics and Paralympics, conveniently ahead of the holidays. Tickets for the opening ceremonies will run you about $100 American, but about a third of all the tickets for these events are under $60. You could see either Giannis Antetokounmpo or Luka Doncic at the Olympics in Paris this summer, but not both of them. That's because Greece and Slovenia will be competing in a winner-take-all qualifier in the 12-team Olympic field. Other teams vying for that spot include the Dominican Republic, Egypt, New Zealand, and Croatia. The U.S. soccer U23 men's team just wrapped up a couple international friendlies. They played to a draw 1-1 against Iraq and fell to Morocco 1-0. This is the team that will compete for the U.S. They've already qualified a spot, first time since 2008. The roster, however, is not finalized yet, but head coach Marko Mitrovic is hoping to create chemistry among the players currently on this roster, establish a system, as well as the goals headed into 2024. On the roster, 19-year-old Christopher Brady, a goalkeeper with Chicago Fire FC. We had a chance to talk with him about this team and what it's been like coming up, not only in the Chicago Fire system, but also U.S. soccer.
Yeah, born and raised in Naperville. So I came up kind of in the Lyle Travel Soccer arena there, played for the Lyle Dragons, then moved to Downers Grove Roadrunners. And then from there, I made the jump into the Fire Academy. But born and raised in Naperville, went to Naperville North High School for a couple years before I had to switch to permanent online school. It's just kind of the short piece there, but.
Had to switch to online school because your career took off with the Chicago Fire. Now, talk to me. I want to get to the Fire in just a moment, but tell me a little bit about making this roster. How did you find out about it? How did it come to be? Were these conversations that were happening? Was this a possibility, or was this a complete shot in the dark?
I knew it was a possibility after we had qualified last year. I didn't know how big of a possibility it was, especially for me. I didn't know how many keepers would be able to be in this pool, this age group. I didn't really know how many we had all over the world. So I knew it was a possibility. I just didn't know if I would be one of the guys selected, and still obviously hopeful that I make the final roster. When I found out, I think I got a call from Marco. And he told me, he's like, yeah, we're going to have you in for camp, for the first camp of the establishment of the Olympic men's team roster. That's just always an amazing thing to hear. Right. So this being my second camp now, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about the chances I have at making the final roster. Obviously fingers crossed, and I'm going to continue working hard and getting better. That's kind of how it all came about.
So what are you trying to do then in your moments? You obviously want to highlight, your own skills, but you're training in the same time. You're trying to learn. You're trying to pick up a lot. So tell me what these training sessions have been like for you. What are you getting out of it? And is it a matter of trying to impress people to be on that roster, or is it a matter of trying to fit into a new system, maybe a combination of both?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to your point there, I think one thing that it's really testing is my versatility as a player, because going from a Chicago Fire and MLS tactical like setup there to a national team setup, with our tactics, our techniques, where we do, you know, things a little bit differently, whether that be building out of the back, how we want to defend, how, what they want to see out of their goalkeepers, you know? So those are things that I've been trying to kind of pick up on the fly. And then in the training sessions here, really work on those specific things. Cause you know, I have all year with my club team, to work on exactly how they'd like me to play. But I only get, you know, 10 days or so per each camp, to work with the team, get acclimated to the guys around me, as well as get acclimated to the system that they would like me to fit into. So, and then the biggest thing for me would be capitalizing on the games that I play or the game time that I do get. So last camp, it was, you know, it was a 60 or so minutes against Japan. How can I capitalize off that and make my presence known? And then this camp. And yeah, I mean, we're all just us as a keeper core. I know guys are in and out, but it's all about working hard and, you know, just tailoring our skills to, you know, just what the system wants, what Marco would like to see out of us.
It's an interesting concept. A lot of people, you just think, oh, well, you're a goalkeeper, it's probably the same for the Fire play versus US, but it doesn't sound like that's the case at all.
No, it's, I wouldn't say completely different, but a lot of the things are different. So just, you know, how aggressive they want us to be here versus back at the Fire, it's more defender heavy, or how they'd like us to build up, all different things.
Do you go back to the Fire and be like, well, you know, US team's doing this, maybe I should try this, or I found a lot of success doing this? Are you in a place to even be like to say that at this point?
No, I've never done that. But it's just what the people ask of me. You know, I conform to whatever they want to see out of me. So
tell me a little bit about this team now that you've been around them a little bit. Obviously, this is not the we don't know what the final roster is going to be. Hopefully, a big majority is here. What should we know about this team? Because a lot of us, maybe we don't know the U-23s all that well.
Yeah, I was the same way. Coming into the last camp at Phoenix, I was the same way. I didn't know a lot of these guys. I had never met a lot of them. Few of the guys I knew from the 20 cycle or just kind of playing around in the MLS. But yeah, I was the same way. I didn't really know many guys. And then coming into camp, and this being my second camp now, I can tell you that this group is one of the most hardworking groups I've been a part of. We're relentless in the way we play. We're, you know, the chemistry is super high off the field and on the field. So that's always a big thing for me is can we gel together? Can we be, you know, what do you call it? A family, temporary family, I guess, if you will. But yeah, no, that's one of the big things for me. So chemistry is definitely there. Everybody here gets along. It's always a good time in camp. And then, the relationships that I can't speak for anybody else, but that I have with this coaching staff as well is another big thing. Is you don't really know with a new coaching staff who you're going to like, who you're going to dislike, who maybe you need to get used to. And I can tell you coming into camp right off the bat, every staff member that I've come in contact with, it's just been a pleasure. So that's always good as well with a new cycle of staff and team, making sure that everybody gets along. But yeah, this team is super hardworking, super relentless. And it's obviously a team that's going to give everything to get that gold.
I'm interested to hear kind of what your interactions have been like with Marco, what kind of manager he is, and have you had any kind of coaching like this before? He's obviously a pretty high pedigree. It's got to be pretty exciting to go into camp with him.
Yeah, so I actually knew Marco beforehand from his time at the Fire while I was in the academy, and I played with his two sons. So I already knew of him, and I was happy to see that he got the 23s job. So coming into camp and kind of feeling him out as a coach, he's super smart, super field smart. He sees the game a lot differently than a lot of people. And I mean, because of that, he's able to give us insight on, you know, just technical switches that he'd like us to make, whether that's before the game, in the game, you know, after the game, during reflections. He's very smart about everything that goes on the field. So he, definitely one of the smarter coaches I've been around. And then the goalkeeper coach as well, Russell Payne, head coach at Northwestern, super smart goalkeeper coach. He sees a lot of the goalkeeping position tactics differently than we do as players. So he's able to help us in a lot of that, where
you know, as a player, sometimes you don't always see how you come off within the team, but he's a really good perspective giver, I guess. So yeah, really like both of those guys.
You obviously are focused on making this team. You want to play in Paris. Has he already started talking about his goals for Paris? I mean, is there any kind of directive right now? Like, just qualifying, obviously, isn't enough. He wants to do some damage here in Paris. And has he expressed that to you at this point?
Yeah, we're going for gold, plain and simple. I think every camp, every game we play, every training session we have is just leading up to that goal of just going for the gold. For us, it's, I guess, in this camp, it's playing against different styled opponents. For our last camp, it's getting our structures together, becoming a team, knowing each other and getting to know what our values are, what our identity is. So stuff like that, that was more of an introductory camp. Now we're starting to get into, you know, how can we, you know, feel out different types of opponents for when we face that in the Olympics. And ultimately get the gold.
Have you had enough time to sit and process what playing in the Olympics would be like? I mean, is this kind of a dream for you? Obviously the World Cup is the top of the sport, but the Olympics is no slouch. I mean, have you had a chance to really envision yourself there? Have you ever thought of yourself being an Olympian before?
I haven't, and I got to say, I haven't had time to process that would be a possibility. For me, it's all in the preparation right now, and that's kind of what my energy is going into. But I'm sure if and when I make it, you know, that it'll be something spectacular that I probably couldn't even describe. So
sure,
yeah,
sure. But I mean, just the thought of marching out with the same with LeBron James and track and field stars and swimming, you know, I don't know what the schedules would be, but representing this the same uniform would be really cool. Have you ever been to France before?
I have not, actually. That's also okay. That's going to be something new for me as well if I do go. So yeah, no, that'd be cool.
Yeah. What are your, for like aspiring young soccer kids, I mean, what are kind of your rituals now that you go through before games, you know, off the field, on the field? What are some of the things that you've maybe picked up along the way that you really use to kind of hype yourself up or just get yourself in shape?
Yeah. Before I started to get into the MLS scene, I didn't realize how big of a role hydration and eating properly played in your overall performance on game day. So I'd say that's one of the bigger things for me now is making sure I'm eating. I wouldn't say similar because sometimes it's different, but eating just a well-balanced diet, making sure I'm hitting all the major food groups, and then also just, you know, hydrating like crazy, making sure that I'm hydrated for whatever comes at me, a super hot game, super cold game, whatever. And then the other thing would be making sure I'm touching base with my trainers, making sure that my body's right. If I need any work done, I go to them, and they're always helpful with that. So making sure that my body feels good for game day is another thing, because it's always a pain to play when you might feel a knock or you might have some pain somewhere. You may not be able to perform at 100%. So making sure that my body feels at 100% will allow me to perform at 100%. So that's another big part. And then, you know, tactically would be film. That's a massive part. I like to get a feel for what my opponent's going to look like on game day. What I should I be expecting a lot of action? Where would that action come from? You know, all sorts of things like that is one massive part of my game day preparation. So yeah, just those big three compiled together.
Yeah, I can imagine right now you're in this cycle where just staying healthy is a big part of it. I mean, God forbid you don't want to have anything in these next 9 months come up. So, you know, keeping your body in shape is probably the best thing. One thing I've been talking to a lot of the athletes about, and, you know, Simone Biles brought it up during the last Olympics, is mental health. A lot of athletes now have mental health coaches. And I don't know if that's something that you've used or gotten into yet or experimented with.
I haven't heard of it on the national team level, but we do have mental health coaches and like mental performance coaches, I guess, back in Chicago. So I know a lot of the guys utilize that, but for me, my mental stability is huge, and it comes a lot from how well I can gel with my teammates. And if I
you know, feel comfortable around them. And I haven't had any problems with this group or my group in Chicago. So that's a big part, is like, if I feel comfortable, if I feel like I fit in and the chemistry is all there, everything's good, then I feel, you know, stable mentally. So that's the biggest thing for me, but I haven't heard of anything on the national team side.
Well, that's good, because I have to tell you that penalty kicks are probably the most nerve-wracking thing for a fan. So I'm glad you can handle it, because all of us are nervous as heck when it's, yeah, when it's right. About to go on. Yeah. Walk me through those situations. Like, just like, do you think, or do you just let your body take over? I mean, are you looking for little subtle things in a penalty kick situation, or are you just going to react and let your body do what your body's going to do?
I'm one of those guys where if your gut takes over, then that's what you go with. But if not, and you don't have that internal drive, internal feeling telling you, oh, he's shooting here, we go over film beforehand on whoever's possibly going to take the penalty kick. So we'll just go with the statistics. You know, it's you can't really overlook that.
Obviously, you've got the fire, you've got the national team heading into the Olympics. What are some of the goals that you've set out for yourself over the next 9 months, personally, team-wise? What are you aspiring to? Do you write this stuff down, or is it just kind of lingering in the back of your head? I want to do this, this, and this.
It's in my head. For me, massive steps that I'd be able to take and goals that I would like to achieve would be obviously to make the Olympic roster, become an Olympic starter. Those would be my two massive national team goals, because that's within this cycle what I can achieve. And then back home would be to obviously start the season off strong, probably get more than, what did I have? I think I had 8 shutouts last year. Get more than 8 shutouts and make the playoffs, something we haven't been able to do since 2017. So that's probably the biggest thing for me, or my biggest goals, if you will, in the next 9 months that I'd like to achieve.
Chicago could use a winner in some sport, man. We need something.
Yes, for sure.
Whether it's football, baseball, soccer, you name it, we definitely need it. So who do you usually follow when you're not playing? Do you follow any other sports?
I'm a football guy, but I'm not a Bears fan. I know.
People are Bears fans right now.
I'm a Packers fan. So
okay. We'll edit this part out.
Fair enough. No, I think I just did it to like spite my dad or something when I was young. But he's a Bears fan. I'm a Packers fan. So a little bit of a rivalry in the household, but it's good. It's good. I do enjoy watching football. If I'm not watching soccer or playing soccer, that's what I'm probably doing on Sundays, Thursdays, and Mondays.
We'll keep our eye on Christopher's progress as we get closer to Paris. I'm Ryan Burrow. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have another episode of Quest for Gold next week. I will talk to you then.